Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Ron, and here's what he's got to say. Hey Sandman, it's been a while since I last sent you a topic request. I really miss the days when your discussions were longer, but I understand times have changed. Anyway, I'd love to hear your take and deep analysis on the discussion I recently caught on Joe Rogan. It was about the proposed creation of a digital city called Praxis Nation, or Atlas City, planned for Vandenberg Space Force Base in California, by 2050. I know you've got a keen spidey sense for these kinds of topics, and I can't wait to hear your molecular breakdown of what the powers that be are really aiming for with this idea. By the way, thank you again for advice and focused criticism that you gave me on my sci-fi book called Babylon Anomaly, which is loosely based on my deployment experiences in the ruins of Babylon in Iraq in 2003. You didn't hold back and gave me the harsh truth on character development and the guidance for solid storyline concepts. Much appreciated. Well, Ron, thanks for the donation as well as the topic request, and I'm glad I could help out with your book. The Praxis Nation City is a pipe dream like so many of them. I remember a few years back someone bought a cruise ship and wanted to convert it to a city for Bitcoiners. I believe the future is city-states and not nation-states. I suspect the nation-states will survive, but they won't be more than just work camps producing things for those living in the more financially and technologically successful city-states. Kind of like the Hunger Games with the capital city and all the other regions. Elon Musk wants to turn Starbase, Texas into a city as well. There are other billionaires outside of San Francisco that want to build their very own cities and have been buying up land outside of Sacramento. I think most of these techno-utopian city-states are going to be a fantasy and will be a scam to get people's money, to bamboozle investors. But a few of them will succeed and become havens for those with capital. But they also have to compete with existing city-states like Monaco, Dubai, and Singapore, etc. I think in the future, if you have enough financial assets and expertise, you'll be able to buy your way into such a place. Or you can do so already. But the majority of people will be living in squalor once AI takes the jobs away. A lot of people also believe the future will continue the fight between capitalism and communism. I see it more like cyberpunk techno-feudalism, where you have a high-tech world but most people are living a low quality of life. If any of these future city-states get set up in a dark dystopian world, and you have the money to get into one of them, you might have to prove your worth by being ideologically allowed in. You have to believe what the elites running the city believe or go along with. If you don't, then they won't let you in. I also suspect that hot women will try and visit and marry one of the rich guys living there, or be used recreationally by the men living there, like we see in Dubai with the porta-potty girls. I can foresee a time when there'll be visas specifically designed for escorts and working girls so they can travel from one city-state to the next, to service the rich men there. I think that might be the future after lonely fans falls to AI and women need to see their clients face-to-face again. If AI can create the perfect woman on screen for you, then the only way that women will be able to cash in their cooch is in person, and they'll have to cut their prices drastically to compete with technology and each other for what little money men still have out there. It's going to be like going to a third world country and paying women 10 bucks for BJs, or maybe even BJs for Big Macs, if things get expensive, but those might actually be more than 10 bucks these days. I also think that any future city-states might be a lot like in the film In Time with Justin Timberlake. In that film, you had to pay a ton of cash to travel from one economic region to the next. Traveling into one of the tier 1 economic zones in the future will mean you'll have to be in the top 1 or 5% of asset holders globally. Much of the world might also be dangerous unless we have robotic armies keeping the peace, to make sure that the poor people don't riot and revolt thanks to the wealth inequality in such a future. I don't see a very good future. It's made me hesitant to buy real estate and instead I've decided to keep renting and keep my capital liquid in assets like Bitcoin, gold, AI tech stocks, etc. Although I did sell my IYW fund a while back, thinking that AI is in a bubble and have been dollar cost averaging out of Bitcoin, expecting a crash or correction. I'm taking profits this time unlike the last 4-year cycle. Another city-state that's being built up now is technically El Salvador with Bitcoin. The weather in San Salvador, its capital, is perfect for my autoimmune condition. And I love President Bukele, and for what a few ex-Canadian pats living there told me, he's doing a great job. He's planning on making it the Singapore of Central America. I don't know if he's going to succeed or not, but I'll definitely visit in the next few years to see what's going on. For 2026, if my autoimmunity gets under control, I'll probably spend January through March in Florida. But getting back to city-states and Praxis, that place doesn't even have any land to build on yet. That's the first step. Another form of city-state in the future might be a return to the corporate town or city. where if you live in them, you'll have to buy everything from the company store and live in company housing. A good example of that is recently from the show Severance. Who knows, maybe content like that is preparing us for a future like that. I would also buy an existing city in the Mediterranean and bring it back to life if I was a rich billionaire. Because right now the Italian government is selling dilapidated properties in abandoned towns for only a few bucks each. Unfortunately, most young people in Europe, and most of the world for that matter, don't want to live in old traditional homes and renovate them. So they're pretty much unlivable, and they're crumbling. A couple of years ago, I was in Serbia in a small town, and I was seeing its population shrink, and there were tons of empty properties around, but the construction industry was building tiny cramped apartments, because many young folks don't want to live in used homes. They would rather live in tiny dog-crate apartment-sized condos. So I guess that most people would prefer to live in a city-state. Hence why places like Dubai are so increasingly popular with their tall towers. Half the crypto and Bitcoin influencers I follow all live there as well because of tax reasons, among other things. That's something that most countries don't understand yet. As the wealth inequality in their countries continues, more Western countries will lose millionaires and billionaires as they flee for places like Dubai or Singapore, with ultra-low or no taxes. That's what I think the future is going to be. I can't really live in Dubai because of the dry desert air, but a lot of people like it there. They aren't really living there for its beauty, but more because of its modernity, weather, tax advantages, and ability to network with other well-to-do people. I'm guessing that's what it's going to be like in the future. People that can afford to will travel from city-state to city-state while the rest of society is excluded from them because they can't afford to live there. If I were to live in a place like Dubai, I would never buy and would always rent because you don't know when another city-state that's more popular might pop up. And when your apartment is too old, younger people won't want to buy it from you anymore. Many boomers also think that younger people want to live in their houses the way they currently are. Back when I was looking for a house to buy, I'd see old houses on the real estate listings that hadn't been renovated since the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and the nerve of the boomers to ask millions of dollars for them. I could rent the same house for 35 grand a year, and it would be renovated, and I wouldn't have to pay taxes and repairs. You might say that's too much and that renting is just throwing your money away. But with my investments yielding 20% a year on average for me, it doesn't make sense economically, when I could just use that cash and make more money off of it. Let the mom-and-pop boomers out there lose money renting the place to me. As for Dubai and future city-states, I suspect that many of them will end up becoming abandoned ghost cities if they're ever built. Every civilization or society builds new places for people to live and typically abandons the old ones. Unless, of course, they're incredibly beautiful. The advantage of being a man going his own way is I don't have to put down roots anywhere and can travel around the world and explore the place. The thing that disappoints me about modern cities is individual city-states like Dubai or Singapore and other cities and nation-states is that the architecture all looks boring and the same everywhere you go. The reason for that is because corporations send workers to work from one city to another. And it's better that everything is standardized because then there's no learning curve to get used to in a new urban environment. I wish we had true cyberpunk cities, steampunk cities and others. Tech moguls are not architects and city planners. Most of them that are planning their cities have no idea what makes a place livable. Most have lived isolated from street life and pedestrians. We don't need master planned city-states. We need small towns and cities to be revitalized and scattered about with their own sense of place and that have their own unique architecture with materials quarried nearby and specific to that region. Ron, maybe pick up a book by James Howard Kunstler called The Geography of Nowhere, The Rise and Decline of America's Man-Made Landscapes. He lives near the city of Saratoga Springs, New York, one of America's most beautiful cities that I visited. Kunstler explains that we need human-scale cities and not megacities. What the tech billionaires plan are basically corporate cities where they become the unelected mayor and you have to go along with what they say or do, or you get tossed out. I'd also love to plan a MGTOW city one day with just single men living there and maintaining it, having male kids, or our clones through surrogacy. We would outcompete all the other small towns and cities around us, and women and governments would lose their minds, trying to shut us down. But if we ran all the institutions there, then they wouldn't be able to do anything to us. But you know that they would still try. But now I'm just rambling, and that's a topic for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Ron for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Ron wanted me to smash his mind with my knowledge on architecture and civic planning. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. Also, if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the state from trying to outlaw single men away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.